Rory Stewart is chairman of the Defence Select Committee and a former diplomat in Iraq, and he's just back from that country. Thank you very much for joining us. What do you make of this very mixed picture?
Well, the fundamental problem is political, which is that Iraq, of course, is split really between Kurdistan, Sunni areas which are controlled by the Islamic State, and the Shia government in Baghdad. And what you're really seeing over the last 4 days is good advances by the Kurds opening up this road near Sinjar, but real problems for the Iraqi army in Anbar, in the heart of the Sunni triangle. So unless we can really reach out to those Sunni communities, unless we can make sure that people living in places like Mosul, this huge city, or Fallujah, are going to come out behind the Baghdad government, this is going to be a very difficult campaign to win.
So that mixed picture we've been hearing about isn't just that's the way war goes to and fro, it is a reflection of the political difficulties on the ground.
Very much so. And even the Sinjar story, I mean, it is very good news, but there are many, many questions still remaining. One of them is whether the Yazidi community is going to want to move back. And also, what's going to happen to the Sunni Arabs in that area, many of whom looted their neighbours' properties? And there's going to be a real danger of vengeance attacks. We've seen this already around Baghdad. When territory's been retaken from the Islamic State, there are essentially people's houses have been burned, possessions have been stolen, and this has, in many ways, simply solidified the Sunni support for the Islamic State.
And Jonathan Crome was, in fact, talking about the conflicts within the Kurdish community as well. So how do you deal with that?
Essentially, the international community, which isn't being asked to put boots on the ground, and the Iraqi government doesn't want that, the Shia militia have made it very clear they don't want that, has to focus on the politics, has to work out what we can do to try to encourage the likelihood of a political settlement. So Jonathan talked about splits within the Kurds, that's one problem. There's also huge splits within the Shia communities, particularly between these Iranian-backed militia groups and more moderate elements in Baghdad. So these things have to be sorted. There's no way that Mosul or Fallujah is going to be retaken unless we can rebuild the credibility of the Iraqi state and the Iraqi army.
A lot of people have been saying that. How do you do that?
Well, one has to get behind, if one possibly can, the Iraqi prime minister. But one also needs, I'm afraid, more political officers, more civil affairs officers on the ground with a deep understanding of the country. So this isn't about combat troops, but that's about having people who are really there with the Iraqi army or with the National Guard, understanding where the problems are. Sometimes they're not getting weapons and money because of logistics problems. Sometimes they're not getting them because the Baghdad government doesn't want to give them. We need to try to solve all those problems, if we can, with the Iraqi government. And it's those political solutions that are going to be the key.
Is there any sense that British troops might be needed there?
I personally believe that there really is a need for Britain to have people with the understanding and the political context to contribute to that political solution. There is also a request, as you will have heard, for British troops to do counter-IED training, in other words, training on how to defuse bombs. But that seems to me to be a second-order issue. The first issue is how on earth do you win the Sunni community back behind the Baghdad government?
But these complaints do keep coming. We heard in Quentin's report the soldier saying he's furious that there were no American airstrikes, so they got driven back.
That report was very, very characteristic. And a couple of things to say on that. The first is, I doubt that there were serious numbers of ISIS tanks operating. The basic problem fighting ISIS is facing a guerrilla army. It's not about tanks. The second problem is that the US airstrikes have to be quite carefully controlled, and this is really infuriating the Iraqi army, but you can understand the American position. The Americans do not want to be killing civilians. They don't have enough forward air controllers there to make sure where these missiles are going, and they simply cannot just drop bombs when the Iraqi army requests it. That has to depend more on the Iraqi Air Force.
Rory Stewart, thank you very much indeed.